I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Navy Secretary embarks the Ford, and USS Minnesota returns from deployment. Secretary of the Navy John Phelan embarked USS Gerald R. Ford CVN-78, the flagship carrier of Carrier Strike Group 12. To observe the strike group's composite training unit exercise, or COM-2X, the visit was the Secretary's first visit to an operational carrier strike group since becoming the 79th Secretary of the Navy. Secretary Phelan said, quote, "There is nothing that compares to the strategic influence that the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group delivers to the Commander-in-Chief. All Americans should be proud of these men and women whose grit and determination keep our seas open and our nation safe," end quote. The Secretary joined the strike group during COM-2X, a training environment delivering opportunities for carrier strike group commanders to integrate highly capable multi-mission teams through live, virtual, and constructive presentations of threats. The Virginia-class fast attack submarine USS Minnesota SSN 783 returned to its home port of Naval Base Guam following its first operational tasking while forward deployed in the Indo-Pacific region. Here is Petty Officer Marissa Daly quoting Captain Neil Stanghagen, Commander, Submarine Squadron 15, speaking about USS Minnesota's deployment.
"This first operational tasking following Minnesota's recent home port shift demonstrated the submarine's operational readiness and the capabilities the Virginia class brings to the Indo-Pacific region. Their performance is a clear reflection of the high standards and strategic impact expected of our forward deployed assets. Minnesota has proven itself ready to meet the sustained operational tempo of our Pacific Submarine Force, truly living up to its motto, from the North, power."
Minnesota's operations included a port visit to Western Australia, marking the first of two planned U.S. Virginia-class fast attack submarine visits to HMAS Sterling in 2025. While in the region, the crew took part in at-sea operations as part of the submarine command course and participated in Exercise Lungfish, a tactical development exercise between the U.S. Navy and the Royal Australian Navy. For more information, visit defense.gov. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.